fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Join us now for the Bible Institute of the Air. Welcome to another broadcast of the Bible Institute of the Air, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Today we present another in our continuing series of studies from the book of Proverbs. Our teacher today is Mr. Jesse Boyd, who until the time he went to be with his Lord, served as a member of the Bible faculty at Bob Jones University.
Turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, and we're going to consider today verses 7 to 12. That's Proverbs chapter 9, verses 7 to 12. The subject for today is the proclamation of wisdom, or of divine wisdom. As I called your attention to in our last lesson in chapter 9, brings us the first division of the book of Proverbs to a close. Now it summarizes all that has gone before under two invitations extended to the simple. Now, the simple are those persons who are of undecided views, and therefore they are susceptible to good and bad influence. Now, these invitations are offered first of all by wisdom and then by folly. The wording of these invitations is similar, but the contents are vastly different. Wisdom offers life, but is silent about enjoyment. Folly offers enjoyment, but says nothing of the death that must certainly follow those who pursue the pathway of foolishness. Wisdom is portrayed as a virtuous woman who prepares well for her household, whereas folly is set forth as a vicious woman who engages in furtive and wicked persuasions and seduces her victims thereby. Now, in verses 9 to 12, we read of the proclamation of wisdom, and of course this is based upon the preparation that was made, set forth in verses 1 to 6. So we're going to begin with verse 7 and read through verse 12. "He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame. He that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me, that is, by wisdom, thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou shalt bear it." All right, here we have the proclamation of divine wisdom. And there are three words that are set forth here in the proclamation. First of all, the proclamation of prudence. Second, the proclamation of prosperity. And third, the proclamation of propriety. The proclamation of prudence, verses 7 to 9, regards two things. That is, prudence regarding reproof and prudence regarding instruction. First of all, regarding reproof, we read, "He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame." Now, the word reprove here in verse 7, and in verse 8, which says, "Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee," is the word in the Hebrew which means correct. And so, a person who engages in the counsel of correction of a scorner will get to himself shame. Now, a scorner is a person who is consciously and willfully perverse. He's not the same as the simple man, who is careless and thoughtless in his ways. But the scorner has taken a willful, perverted position and willfully turns away from truth and walks in error. He knows the way of righteousness, and yet he prefers evil. Now, wisdom says it's prudent to leave that kind of a person to his sin. Sort of like what we read in Hosea, which says, Ephraim has joined himself to his idols, let him alone. When people are determined, in spite of all the warning and pleading and instruction that's given, to go down the pathway of wickedness, there comes a time when it's prudent not to correct the scorner. Why? Well, the person who corrects the scorner gets to himself shame. Now, that simply means he just gets insulted. And beyond that, in verse 8, the scorner will hate him. And so the person who engages in the correction of a scorner will have insults cast at him by the scoffer himself and will incur the hatred of that scoffer. And then notice in the latter part of verse 7, he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth to himself a blot. Now the word rebuke here is to reprove, to bring a person face to face with his condition as reflected in the Word of God. And of course, the wicked man is to bring him face to face with his wrongdoing. The wicked man is an ungodly man. He's the person spoken of in the book of Psalms, the first psalm, verse 1, and the last verse of that psalm, where it says, Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The way of the ungodly shall perish. Now, the ungodly man is a person who does not have a proper attitude towards God. He doesn't live his life in proper perspective of Almighty God. So, the Word of God here says, He that rebuketh a wicked man, he that rebuketh a man who does not have the proper attitude toward God, getteth himself a blot. That is, he brings to himself the ungodly man's blemish. The wicked man's blemish then attaches itself to the reprover, in that he will be met with this rejoinder. Who are you to presume to correct me? You're no better than I am. But we go on and read in verse 8, Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Now, this word rebuke is reprove. Here is a wise man who has faltered in the pathway of his wisdom. He has brought upon himself some defection from the pathway that God would have him to follow. He's acted not as a wise, skillful man, but sometimes very foolishly. So this wise man is to be reproved. Now, a wise man is a skillful man. He's one who has the ability to use knowledge aright. And so when one reproves a wise man, then that man, having the ability to use the knowledge of reproof aright, will love the reprover and will follow his instruction, his admonition, his exhortation. And so there is the proclamation of prudence in these two verses regarding reproof. Reproving a scorner or a wicked man doesn't get the desired results, but the reproof given to a wise man does. But then in verse 9, we read of the proclamation of prudence as it regards instruction. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase learning. All right, a wise man then is the man who is held in contrast to the foolish man. The wise man is the one skillful, who has the ability to use knowledge aright. And when he's properly instructed, he will so use the knowledge that comes to him through instruction that he becomes wiser. That is, he gains more skill in the ability to use knowledge aright. And then if you teach a just man, now a just man is the man in contrast to the wicked man. The just man is a person who walks uprightly because he has a proper attitude toward Almighty God. So when we instruct him, he will increase in learning. That is, he'll learn more how to walk uprightly before Almighty God. So, verses 7 to 9, we have the proclamation of prudence. In verses 10 and 11, there's the proclamation of prosperity. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me, that is, by wisdom, thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Fear is not fright. Fear in this passage refers to reverence. It speaks of a proper attitude towards the Lord. The fear of the Lord, the proper attitude towards the Lord, is the beginning of wisdom. Now, in this verse, the word beginning signifies the essential prerequisite to wisdom, or it signifies the starting point of wisdom. A person doesn't have the prerequisite to become wise unless he has fear for the Lord. And he hasn't even begun in the pathway of wisdom unless he has fear for the Lord. In Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The word fear there signifies the principal constituent or part or element. So just as the fear of the Lord is the principal part of knowledge, the fear of the Lord is also the essential prerequisite to wisdom, the skillful use of knowledge. And then he goes on, knowledge of the holy is understanding. Now, the word holy here is in the plural. Here is the plural of majesty. It means the knowledge of the all-holy, either the knowledge of God who is perfectly and completely holy, or the knowledge of holy things, that is, things that God has decreed to be holy, such as holy pursuits and holy commands and holy engagements. That is understanding. And then the result is that a person prospers in his way if he fears the Lord, for his days shall be multiplied, that is, he shall have long life, and probably, since wisdom is referring to the Lord Jesus, he will have eternal life. And then the years of his life shall be increased. That speaks of true happiness. Jesus said, I came that they may have life, and they may have it abundantly. And finally, we have the proclamation of propriety, verse 12. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest or scoff at wisdom, at what wisdom proclaims, thou shalt bear it. And of course, this speaks of personal responsibility. Either choose wisdom and reap its reward, or else remain a scoffer and incur the penalty of scoffing. So it's proper and fitting that wisdom give this ultimatum in view of the fact that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All right, if you be wise, you'll be wise for yourself. So choose wisdom and not folly. Choose the Lord Jesus Christ and continue not in the way of your sins, and you'll prosper in your way and have eternal life.
You've been listening to another lesson in our continuing studies from the book of Proverbs on the Bible Institute of the Air. Today's study was by Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty of Bob Jones University. We trust that the timeless truths taught in these studies, recorded by Mr. Boyd during his earthly ministry, will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. Join us again next time for more helpful studies on the Bible Institute of the Air. This program is a production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.